The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, even though it's the second hour, we're sort of just getting started. Mike is here. Rob and Alexis from Mystic Radio is here. We'll get back to our subjects here in just a moment, but let me tell you that we have no call screener these days, so if you want to call in for a subject for Robin and I to address, we are not taking calls for one-on-ones with Robin's today. You call her show on Wednesdays at noon, from noon to one, if you want one-on-ones. When we do Robin and Martha Sunday, we tune into different animal situations around the world and find out what the animals have to say, what's really going on, what we can do to help, all that kind of stuff. And we're going to be getting into all of that. But if there's something you'd like us to look into, you can certainly email us at the live email address. This is during the show only. Use this email address, and that would be animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can call us, but remember, we don't have a call screener. So Mike will put you on hold when the phone rings, and you'll know the call's been answered because you'll hear the radio show playing in your ear. Just be patient. Hold on until he can get in the other room to talk to you. But he'll get in there eventually, so just hang on. Numbers, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-KKNW. Remember the one, 888-298-5569. Now you can also follow what's going on if you are close to your computer. Get on the, what's the matter?
I forgot to remind you to make a phone call.
You did. See, CRS.
Hand me the number.
But I can't tell you what that means.
Hand me the number, and I will make the phone call.
Well, everybody, yeah, you can. I can't tell you on the air what it means because Mike can't remember stuff. How about that?
Uh-oh. Now the truth is coming out.
Replace the stuff with a word that Mike would have to hit the dump button, and that's what it really means.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, Heather's number, Vanessa's number starts there. So there's the number. It's a good thing he doesn't have CRS, but I do often, so there you go.
I remember, but quite often just not a dime.
Well, yeah, me too.
You know, it's E for effort, but results are questionable.
Yeah, well.
We'll work it out.
Hermione might fly in and remind us, but anyway, you have the number now, so now it's your problem. And not mine. So where was I? Okay. If you have something, you could call us, but be patient until Mike gets there. And speaking of no call screener, we're looking for a new animal call screener or two. So if you are interested, it's a volunteer position. If you've always wanted to be behind the scenes of radio or involved in Animal World, we'd love for you to help us out. We don't always need a call screener, so you wouldn't have to commit to being here every Sunday. And the other possibility is if you have a business, a product, or a service that you would like to promote, we could, as long as it's in line with our philosophy, we could trade you for advertising. So a definite possibility. Now, if you are submitting a current events item to Animal World, please do so via email because it's easier for me to get to my web mistress that way. And you can do that via www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the contact Martha link and send me an email that way, or address your own email program to Martha Light, LIGHT, at AOL.com. The Animal World Live at hotmail.com is for use only during the live show because that's the only time Mike pays any attention to what's in the box. If you are interested in my services as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, that's how I support myself. I work with people privately in their home or over the phone, help them understand their animal friends and solve problems. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so you or anyone else you know has got animal problems, you can always give me a call. I'll chat with you a bit, no charge, and often I can solve your problem for free in a couple of minutes on the phone. If I'm not the best one to work for you or with you, I probably know who is, and I'll refer you on, or well, I'll tell you how I work, and we'll get something set up. And by the way, I'm less costly than anybody else out there, so I'm very reasonable. I truly want to serve. And once I've worked with you in person, in your home, with your animal friend, you get free phone follow-up privileges. So you know I'm not just there to take your money. You can call and get free help when you need it. So Martha's Canine Feline All Creature Counseling, the best way to get a hold of me is to bug my voicemail. Now, you can send me an email at marthalight@aol.com, but I don't work via email. I can sometimes take a while to get back to you via email, and the best way to get a hold of me is to call, and if you don't reach me right away, bug my voicemail. And I mean bug my voicemail. Squeaky wheel gets the grease at my house. And my phone number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And let's see, is that another email?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it sounds like Diana. I think she was dancing to Hava Nagila. But Colby, Colby, who is her daughter, right, now is seven, was too cold. She just meowed and woofed along with the great music.
Kind of sounded like me a little bit.
Yeah.
No, it was kind of woofing.
Mike, who claims to be a dancer, has yet to dance
with me. No. Mike has never claimed to be a dancer. I don't know where you get your information,
Martha. At the beginning,
Martha,
you said you were. Now, see, he was just trying to impress me. But now that the honeymoon you know, it's like the truth comes out. That's what happened with my own first and only husband. Where do you think I met him? Now, this isn't a work spouse. This was the real thing.
But
how
we
do you
digress.
Think I met him? I'd
like to know.
On the dance floor.
Wow. Okay.
Once he married me, do you think he ever would go dancing with me again?
He may have forgotten how.
He didn't forget. That's just crap. It's like,
You win a few, you lose a few.
Yeah, well.
You were rained out.
Eventually, he lost a few. That's for sure. But anyway, we're great friends now. He's on the other side. Robin and I actually helped him cross. But that
he's dancing over there now, Martha.
Is he?
It all works out in the
end.
He's
listening to the show. He's coming in and showing me that he's doing that.
Yeah, Robin does. Yeah, see, because we did help him. That actually, you know, healed all our stuff. Was us, Robin and I working with him after he had passed.
What did he transition from?
Well, we don't really know. He apparently fell in his bathroom and hit his head, and but he didn't drown. So it was an accident, but it was very mysterious circumstances.
Yeah, because for some reason he's mentioning the golden Lemurian crystals, and I'm like, what correlation does that have? To him.
Maybe he could have used one. Well, during our time together is when I found my spiritual teacher and started waking up and doing light work and all of that. And he and my stepson started with me for a while. But then they didn't want to do the work. So I don't know. Maybe he's wanting to do that now. I don't know.
Okay.
You'll have to be clearer with your messages, Tom. We're not getting it.
And I should also add that I did make contact with Vanessa, and
yes.
She is ready, willing, and able to call in with a live report on the release.
Oh, cool.
And the best news is she is set up for video and will be capturing the event.
Oh, my God. I'm
cool.
So excited.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I did know. How do we do that, Robin? Do we have her email the video to you, or how do we get it to you so you can put it on your website?
Well, if she emails me at robin@robinalexis.com, the link to the YouTube video, then I can instantly, upon receiving it, post it on my site. And
okay,
I cannot
wait. So we have to make sure when Vanessa calls us about the release, we have to make, Mike, you have to make sure that that information gets passed to Vanessa, yeah, because CRS sets in for me and I'll forget.
With video, really big files, so you don't want to be sending them electronically. The best way to do it is for Vanessa to post
post it on YouTube
and then send the link to Robin. Yes. We'll handle all that.
Okay. Well, you're
all good news.
Guy.
Yeah. This will be a celebration.
Yeah. Very cool.
Of newfound freedom.
So is it going to happen around about 11 o'clock or so? Is that the deal?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we'll just play it by ear.
That's right.
How about if we wing it?
Live radio. Wing it. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. I got it. Kind of a delayed reaction. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I want it. Sometimes. So anyway, let's see. I think I was doing contact information. Yeah. Oh, last thing is if you want to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, Monroe, Washington, 98272. 19916 Old Owen Road, Monroe, Washington, 98272. All right. And if you want to follow all this good stuff on Robin's website, it's www.robinalexis.com, and that's A-L-E-X-I-S. What was it? Somebody on your show was saying that she was trying to get you at Robin
Lexus,
the car.
Yeah.
It just comes up Lexus website. Well, it's a Lexus, not Lexus, the car. So robinalexis.com, and she blogs about all this stuff, and she will post the Hermione, the Barred Owl, Release in Monroe film later today. Cool. All right. Oh, and I told you, I did see my baby Buzzy, who is my first ruddy Abyssinian, who demanded that he come back after Scooty and Jilps came back as Ping and Pong. He said, after all, I was the first ruddy Abyssinian in your life, and I want to come back. So Robin and I have been following him, and he came back. He will be a half-brother to Ping and Pong. He is now, I think, will be 6 weeks old tomorrow, and I saw him after the show last week and his litter mates. He is still the smallest of the three boys in this litter, but how's this, Mike? He is the most advanced.
And how can you tell that?
Well, because when the breeder brings them out of the cattery and into the living room and puts them in like a wire dog crate, you know, before I get there, and most Abyssinians, when there are new situations, when they're young and haven't learned all this stuff, they do great little Halloween cats and crab cats and stuff. You know, they're defensive, until they're comfortable. And he does the best Halloween crab cat of the litter. But he only did it for a very short period of time. Once he knew I was there, he's very focused on me. He's the first to do anything in the litter, and he's the most coordinated. And he is the only one. The other two boys in his litter, they were scared the whole time, the whole couple hours I was there. And they were kind of quaking a lot, you know, no matter what was going on, even though they'd be friendly and all of that. They were nervous. Not little Buzzy, man. That buzz around the house, he's not buzzing yet. They don't have their motors yet. But, oh, God, he is so cute. And got out the cat toys, you know, the interactive cat toys. I thought he'd be too young to coordinate and play. Oh, no, he was pouncing that feather and that thing all right away and chasing it and pouncing it, and he was way better at it than his, you know, it kind of was in one ear, through one eye and out the other of his other litter mates, the other two. But, boy, he was on it and playing, and he is the cutest.
These guys are pretty cute. I'm actually on the website, MarthaNorwalk.com, right now. If you click on special events or current events, and
you'll
scroll down, you'll see a couple of pictures. They are just really cute.
Yeah, and Buzzy is the little guy on the left.
Now, do his other two siblings, do they have a designated
yes,
home?
Yes, they are spoken for, actually. One gentleman is getting one of them, and he already has another one of Andrea's Abyssinians, and he's had Abyssinians before. So he's taking one, and then a gal from Quilceta Veterinary Clinic, one of the techs up there, she lost her Abyssinian recently, her elderly Abyssinian, and she's taking one. So they're all spoken for. Now, I've been trying to, I think Robin and Bob need to have a little ruddy Abyssinian, because they have Rumi, who's very lonely by himself, and he'd love to have a little brother.
Well,
and
I hope Bob's listening to the show, so
well,
he can pipe in around
that's
that.
That's why I'm talking
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, let's see. He's grabbing his mic now. Let's see. And if you could mention that again, Martha, let's see how
he responds. See, if you have not raised and been loved by a ruddy Abyssinian, you have not truly lived on planet Earth. And they are the best guy cats on the planet, because they're monkeys and dogs in cougar suits. And, you know, a lot of guys, you know, don't really get into cats too much because, you know, cats can be aloof and they don't bond that strong. Abbeys have to do everything with you. And if they could wear little tool belts, they'd be out in the garage doing stuff with you and all that kind of stuff. And they love like no other cats. They bond stronger with other species than any other breed of cat. They are incredibly active. They are, when I say they're guy cats, they're the greatest cats to play, because they will play anything. You know, and they love the laser dots, the birds, I mean, anything, and you can just play them till you're crazy, but they satisfy all that stuff that dogs do for guys, but they're in cat suits.
Well, I have a question, Martha.
Yes?
And we used to have three cats. We had two. We got a third one, mm-hmm. and it changed the personality of the cat in the middle, completely changed the personality. So I'm wondering, is that normal? Is that abnormal? Do they change their personalities when a new
Not necessarily, but you know, I mean, I think that's probably individual to the situation. It also may depend on the sex of the cats. Cats, by genetically, are not coded to be group livers. You know, or like they're not pack animals like dogs are. And most cats, wild cats, live solitary lives as adults. But to have the most congenial group of cats, a group of neutered males is most successful. You have more problems generally with male and female connections.
These two were male cats, okay. The last two, and we have, you know, our cat you've talked about, probably Rumi, who yeah. we adore and we love so much, and I would be devastated if it changed his personality. In fact, I think I hear him meowing in the background. Be devastated if he changed his personality, because he sounds like what your description of an Abyssinian is.
Uh-huh.
This cat follows us around, and he's very, very bonded. And I love cats because I grew up with cats.
Yeah, okay.
Big dogs scare me. So
well,
like
see,
cats.
You know, a lot of people don't know what they're doing when they're integrating animals together, and most people don't talk to their animals and find out what they want and how it would work. Like when Robin and I were speaking privately, Bob, you're not listening, she said she'd like a little girl kitten, but we asked Rumi and Ruby said no, I want a little brother. And then when, like, I've already had to do negotiating with my older cat, G-Man, because Buzzy's coming back. Because when I told him Buzzy was coming back, he got mad. And he said, are you kidding me? I knew that Scooty and Jilps were coming back, and I was ready for that, and I know them, but I don't know this Buzzy character, and I don't think I want to. And so I'm just going to leave. And so we had to do some negotiating with G-Man to get him okay with Buzzy coming in. But when you know how to communicate and look at the energy and all that kind of stuff, pretty much you can keep that all stable and balanced. But on the other hand, remember the human-to-animal transference stuff. So they could be reflective of the relationship between the cats, could be reflective of the relationship between Bob and Robin. So just as an example, let's say that when Bob and Robin got together, if coming together in a relationship and living together, if one of you changed as a result of that negatively, and you're still suppressing emotional stuff related to that, you might see the same thing happen with the cats. And you wouldn't like it, you'd want to change it, but it really means you need to deal with your own stuff that you've suppressed and haven't dealt with. Does that make sense?
Well, it does.
I'm not saying that would be the case with you, but yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So sometimes the human-to-animal transference and reflection stuff will cause, will create something that needs to be addressed.
Well, that actually really makes sense, Martha, because I obviously love my life with Bob and our spiritual work with Mystic Radio, but it's really hard for me as a mother and a grandmother to be so hard, to be so far away from my children and my grandchild. So perhaps that conflict was playing out with the cats. That's fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I mean, like last week, Mike, when we did a behavior training and healing Sunday, and we had that great call from that gal, you know, who's she had was separating from her husband and had moved out, and the dog was with her, and she was wondering if it was okay for the dog, and if it went, it was okay for the dog to go back and forth, and you know, and the answer was, well, yeah, you know, they're like, it's like a divorce, and the kids would like to be involved with both parents, then that's fine. And she said, well, yeah, but what happened last night is, you know, the dog crawled under the bed and got stuck. And what's up with that, you know? And then I'd say, well, they express what you're stuffing and suppressing, and I would look at, you know, the dogs, you know, den up or get underneath things when they're feeling insecure and they need security. And this dog denned up under your bed, but he got stuck. So I would say, you know, I would venture to say that this breakup in this relationship has thrown you for a loop, and now that you've moved out, you're in another environment, you're feeling vulnerable, you're denning up, and you're stuck hiding now. And she said, holy mackerel, I had no idea I was going to get a therapy session and all this stuff, and I called in about the dog. And as you know, so I said, well, don't call me on behavior training and healing Sundays unless you don't, if you don't want me to get into your stuff, but that's what it's all about. So.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, but just so generally, when there's stuff going on with our animals, it just isn't just the animals. That is generally, especially the stuff we don't like and want to change, relates to what's going on with us.
Well, and also when we did get our cat, Rumi, and even when we got the cat Omen, at those times I wasn't aware of my animal communication gifts, so I wasn't using them.
Yeah, yeah. See, so that could make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll tell you, I'm one big happy family. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to have issues with my cats, but I know enough to know that when something's going on, especially if, like, somebody, you know, pees outside of the litter box, I know when that happens that I have not done a good job of processing anger that I've been dealing with, so I better get busy, and I get busy and deal with my stuff and not direct it back at the cats. And then, of course, the problem stops right away. So most stuff that goes on with cats is a reflection of what's going on with their humans.
Ah, well, that's very interesting.
So food for thought. And also thought directs energy, and you know, if you go into it with a fear of, oh, I don't want Rumi to be upset, and he might change, and you know, you attract your fears, and you know, thought directs energy. So I wouldn't go into this until you're able to, and until you feel good about it.
And we also we are renting a place, so our landlord doesn't want us to have more than one cat right now.
Oh, well, let's slap that landlord around.
Oh, yeah. He'd like to slap him, I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell him Aunt Martha has something to say about that. Sheesh.
I don't want to do that. No. We'll send him love and light.
We'll send him love and light, and Bob will slap him on his backside.
No.
Well, okay. All right. How about, I think, let's see. So wherever we are, I don't know what we're doing, but we better get back on track here, or we'll never get to this pile of stuff we're supposed to be dealing with.
I'm going to go off now. I'll talk to you later, Martha.
Bye, Bob. Love you.
Love you, too.
Well, I love you, too, because I think we're going to do our work and end up with a little Abyssinian.
Well, see, I figure that, you know, even though, you know, our breeder's up here, that eventually another Soul Spa member is going to come down to Mount Shasta, and they could bring a kitten down there. But, mm-hmm. You know, there are only three in this litter, and they're all spoken for. So, Bob, you're off the hook for right now.
Yeah, he didn't hear that. He's off air, so I'll tell him later.
Okay, yeah. See, he's off the hook for the time being. And besides, who's going to come down there if there's 7 feet of snow and all that sort of stuff? So we will see. All right, let's get to follow-up in the news department. And I told you the majority of news is good, so that's good. But we start off with an unpleasant reminder And I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to tell you until Woodland Park Zoo gets their act together and wakes up and deals with this. But this is a press release from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. Woodland Park Zoo continues unethical elephant breeding. I can't believe they did this again. They artificially inseminated Chai, a female Asian elephant, for the 59th time on December 5th. The previous 58 artificial inseminations over 20 years have all failed to produce a live birth. And Hansa, the only calf born at WPZ, was conceived when Chai was shipped to Missouri to be bred with a bull. Hansa died of this EEHF, a really horrible herpes virus, which is almost always fatal to young Asian elephants and horrifically painful. The zoo industry's own expert, Dr. Laura Richman, a pathologist with the Smithsonian National Zoo, said that Hansa would have gotten it from one of the zoo's other elephants and that Chai could transmit the virus through the birthing process. There is no cure for the EEHF, and WPC has no infection control in place. So why on earth would it be pretty much a given that another calf would get this herpes thing? Why are they doing this?
Doesn't make any sense.
It does not make any sense.
We should get them on the line and find out. We should pursue that.
Oh, I have already done that. They've been in the studio with me here. I've given them their shot, and I've given up on them. Now, they're great people. They're doing the very best they can with the elements there. They believe that they're helping save elephants. Although, you know, these elephants are never going to go back to the wild and all that sort of stuff. The fact of the matter is that they are totally closed to really looking at what elephants need to be happy. They do not have enough space. Well, let me read you the rest of this. Elephants have evolved over 40 million years to become the animal they are today, highly intelligent, highly social, and genetically wired to move great distances. WPC's elephant display, designed in 1986, is woefully inadequate, resulting in the elephant's worsening physical and psychological conditions. This is the huge problem. The elephants are locked in a 2,500 square foot barn for 16 to 17 hours every day for about 7 months out of the year. Because when it goes below a certain temperature, they have to be brought in. And incompatibility forces one of them to be in solitary confinement. Two of the girls don't get along. The tiny one-acre yard is subdivided into five pens in order to keep the incompatible elephants separated.
Sounds like jail time to me.
Uh-huh. WPZ claims having a calf aids the conservation of elephants. No calf born at WPZ will ever be released into the wild. The accepted measure of the ex situ wildlife conservation. Furthermore, if a fraction of the $400,000 it costs to keep elephants in Seattle each year was used to fund anti-poaching teams or fund organizations working to control habitat loss, real elephant conservation would be advanced. Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants continues to appeal to WPC and the Seattle City Council to allow the elephants to retire to the 2,700-acre elephant sanctuary in Tennessee. It's a win all the way around. Seattle gets out of a lawsuit. WPC saves about $400,000 annually. Our children learn a valuable lesson in science and compassion. Chai, Bamboo, and Watoto can heal from the traumas of zoo captivity. Besides that, the elephant sanctuary in Tennessee has already volunteered to pay for all the expenses in transporting the animals.
Sounds like a no-brainer. Let's do it.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's the hang-up? What's the hold-up?
They don't want to stop what they're doing at Woodland Park. And the fact, baby elephants generate a lot of income.
Sounds like a little bit of empire building over at the WPC.
Well, and the fact, see, they have convinced themselves they're helping to save elephants in this whatever this breeding program is, but they also have blinders on in terms of the sensitive emotional feeling nature of elephants, and refuse to look at the fact that they don't have an adequate habitat, and there is no room there to make an adequate habitat. I don't get it anymore.
Yeah, that's just
but
the
like
problem.
I said, in the beginning, when all this started with bamboo and transfer and all of that, I went to the zoo. We talked to the elephants. At the time, Bamboo wanted to stay at Woodland Park Zoo. She didn't want to go to the sanctuary because she was so attached to this handler she'd been with for so many years. Well, he's retired now, and he doesn't even come to visit her. And, Robin, the last time we tuned in to the three elephants at Woodland Park Zoo, they said they would very much, they were a little nervous about it, but they would like to go to the sanctuary. Are you still getting the same thing with them?
Well, what I'm feeling today is a lot of anger and danger. It feels to me like the animals could begin to display, behavior that could be dangerous. Is there any long-term research on what happens to an elephant when it's artificially inseminated 59 times?
I don't think so. At least not that I'm aware of.
Well, and then I asked, why do they do that? And I heard because they can. Mm-hmm. And then I wondered about regulations. I mean, isn't this a situation where we have to wonder if there shouldn't be some kind of law to protect the elephants?
Well, that's what we're working towards. But, the powers that be, the good old, well, for lack of another way to describe it, kind of the good old boy network. And it isn't really, but it's the way it's always been done. And there is a, with a lot of the zoo people, not all of them, but some of them. Remember, there was a zoo in another part of the country recently. We had a news that their city council overrode the will of the zoo people and sent their elephants to the sanctuary.
Right. Is there any type
so
of
it's launch? It's beginning to change, it's a slow process.
Is there any type of online petition that I could post that people could go to and sign a petition about this?
Well, I don't know. But what you could do is email. Let's see. You can email Align Fortgang is the contact for this particular press release of Friends of Woodland Park Zoo. Her email is wpzelephants@yahoo.com. There's also a website, www.freewpzelephants.com. So there might be something there. And if any of you want to contact Align about this issue, her number is 206-595-7770. So if there is something.
Repeat that again, 206?
206-595-7770.
Okay.
So if there is something like that, but I think that, now I'll tell you, pretty much usually when I do a story like this, when I spend much time on this, there are listeners that get really mad at me because they support the zoo. And they don't like me doing this.
Well,
have to say, too bad. I have to do what my heart tells me and what the elephants tell me.
Absolutely. And people need to know.
Back when the big push to move Bamboo in the first place, I supported her staying here because Bamboo told me she wanted to stay with her handler. But now that he's retired and doesn't even visit her, that's the only reason she wanted to stay in this environment. She's done now. She's good to go. They're all good to go.
Have you ever spoken to the handler?
Oh yeah. Not to the handler since he retired, no.
And are they still welcome to come on your show and express their opinion? If they were willing?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I've had them on. We've had all the discussions. They're very closed to this.
Okay.
I'm sure they don't like me anymore.
I think it speaks volume.
Volume
that he doesn't show up, that he doesn't visit.
I would have to sit with you because, first of all, see, I have to maintain my own integrity.
Of course.
But I also, I don't do, roughhouse talk radio. And I don't know if I could bring myself to a point to be an impartial interviewer and to speak them from an impartial. And that's my shortcoming. That's me. I don't know if I could do that. I would entertain the idea, but if I don't want to bring them in here and just beat them up, which is what I do now. From the highest perspective I could do it from, but I've had it with what I it doesn't feel good to me, and it literally hurts my heart. And I don't understand it, and I don't know that I could, like I said, I don't think I could do a good job. So there you go.
You've chosen your side, and this is your voice, and it keeps you in your integrity, and that's that. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Now, if under those circumstances, if they still wanted to come on, I suppose I would entertain the idea, but I would have to get myself to a better place with this, I think. I'd have to write a whole lot of FU letters and stuff to release all this stuff ahead of time. Because, you know, I mean, there's no point in, you know, that doesn't serve any purpose.
Right. If the energy behind the discussion isn't clear, then there's no point in having one. That makes a lot of sense.
So, like I said, that's my problem. And I would really have to do a lot of work on myself. But,
okay. Well, we've got the contact information here on robinalexis.com. And who knows, maybe they could email me something and I'll peruse it and see if it's appropriate to put it up to continue this conversation. Because continuing the conversation is going to continue keeping it in people's minds.
Yeah.
And therefore,
that's why I keep
we'll
bringing
find
it up.
A resolution.
But especially with so many other zoos around the country making the right decision for the elephants, and when they don't have adequate habitat, shutting down their elephant, the part of their zoo that has to do with elephants, turning it into other stuff, sending the elephants to the sanctuaries. I just don't understand why Woodland Park Zoo can't get with the program and do that too, because that area, they it's not like that's the only thing keeping the zoo going. It may be the only thing that's keeping some of these people's jobs going and breeding the elephants and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, go to another zoo that has the habitat, you know, to healthily house the elephants and do your breeding thing and all that sort of stuff. Stop doing it, and especially when you've got a contaminated zoo. And I'm sorry.
Well, from
See,
what
I
you're
need
saying...
to work. I need to work on Martha.
Well, what you're telling us, Martha, though, is that it's this. Your opinion appears to be based on hard science. This isn't a woo-woo thing. I mean, yes, we communicate to the elephants, but that aside, if hard science is indicating that this is an inappropriate choice for the goal of the zoo itself to promote education and welfare for the elephants, then it just doesn't make any sense to me, and I would love to just kind of try to follow somebody's rationale with this. But it's not making any sense.
Oh, what was it? What was it? There was, I had an email. Oh, I think it has to, but it might have been on the owl. I just had spirit speaking in my ear a little bit. So I remember reading this, Vanessa's email. You know how people at the bottom of their emails sometimes put a little saying at the bottom? Like one of Steve Jobs' quotes is real popular at the bottom of people's emails these days. Well, she had she has a little quote at the bottom of her email. Morality is doing what is right, no matter what you are told.
Oh, I got to write this into the website.
Religion, or supportive WPZ, we could change it for that, is doing what you are told, no matter what is right.
Could you say that again?
This is how it's written. Morality is doing what is right, no matter what you are told. Religion is doing what you are told, no matter what is right.
That says a lot.
Mm-hmm. Kind of covers the bases, does it not?
It does. And also, Martha, when you gave me the website, I think it was Free WPOZ. I've got it wrong.
Yeah, freewpzelephants.com.
Okay. I want to make sure people have what they need to communicate here. Thank you.
And then wpcelephants@yahoo.com is an email address.
Okay.
But I'm shocked when I get on my soapbox about the elephants WCPC. I'm shocked sometimes at the people that get angry with me.
Well,
I don't get it anymore. And frankly, you know, I care about the elephants, and I care about what's right, no matter what, no matter what.
And people need to know about it.
And people need to know about it. And I'm not shutting up about it until those elephants are safe at a sanctuary somewhere. And I'm not opposed to zoos. I think they do a lot of good work, and sometimes they have, you know, marvelous habitats. And there are some animals. Remember, this is a free will choice zone, and you have to talk to the animals, because some of them come to be ambassadors to humans. Some of them choose to serve humans. And so with good communication skills and speaking with the animals, that there are those that choose that lifetime, and they give up this lifetime in order to serve humans, but not all of them. And when they come into situations of abuse like this, it's to help us learn and grow and do better by them.
Okay.
How about we change the subject?
Let's move on.
The oldest dog dies. The world's oldest dog died in Japan on Monday, according to the Kyoto News Agency. Pusuki, who was 26 years old, was recognized last December as the oldest dog by Guinness Book of World Records. 26 years old. That's old for a dog, huh? Doesn't say what kind of dog it was. I was gonna Google that and find out what kind of dog it was. I forgot to do that. Yeah, there's that CRS again. But anyway, see, Mike's on it. He went to the computer.
Yeah, I was still typing up things about the Woodland Park Zoo, so I'm going to have to listen to what Mike discovers to post next.
All right, let's leading in to the good news, because then we'll take care of advertisers and sponsors, do current events, and come back. Oh, that's nice. Oh, there's still a little blue sky out there. Ooh. We'll draw up that sunshine from Mount Shasta, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, starting to lighten up a little bit.
It is. All right. Airport worker fired over dog is offered job. Now, this is a baggage handler. The baggage handling contractor that fired a Reno airport worker in a dispute over transporting an unhealthy dog offered the woman her job back with back pay, and the firm's president praised her courage to stand up for the animal. Lynn Jones, who had worked more than 5 years as a baggage handler for airport terminal services at Reno Tahoe International Airport, says she was fired 3 weeks ago when she refused her supervisor's orders to put the emaciated hunting dog on a plane bound for Corpus Christi, Texas. Animal welfare workers picked up the animal. It recovered, and I don't like this part, was eventually returned to the owner. Jones said Monday that she was working in the cargo area last month when she saw the dog in a pet carrier. She said its body was covered with sores and its paws were worn raw. Jones was trying to protect the dog, and I think she was courageous in doing that, said the president and CEO of the Los Angeles-based company. I really, truly hope she will come back. So the good news is this gal stood up for the dog and wouldn't let it be shipped and got it the help that it needs, and the company woke up and is offering her dog back. So the oldest dog was a fluffy, tan Shiba Inu mix. Thanks, Mike.
You betcha.
Okay. That is the beginning of our good news of animals, but let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers and sponsors, because without them, there's no us. We'll do that. Then we will come back and quickly do current events, and then we'll get on with the news and stuff. And you know what? We might just dump the tips so we have more time to talk about animal stuff. Never mind. I don't need to tell you that. All right, how about we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and Animal World continues until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Apparently the CD player is awake. Oh. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company Pets. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Robin Alexis is offering a limited number of beautiful Golden Healer Lemurian crystals. These crystals are used by healers for their ability to magnify the flow of vital life force throughout the body, to promote healing, to reduce fear and anxiety, to induce a state of deep relaxation, and accelerate tissue healing. These crystals are also powerfully energized to activate the crown and solar plexus chakras, which assists you to obtain a more conscious connection to spirit. Golden Healer Lemurian crystals are a marvelous tool for doing any kind of energy work, meditation, or healing. In addition, these special crystals have been blessed by Robin Alexis at sacred sites at Mount Shasta. You can purchase these crystals for $22.95 from Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. Or email Bob at robinalexis.com for details. There is only a limited supply of these Lemurian crystals, so they're offered at a first-come, first-served basis.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, normally we'd go right into current events right now. We're going to delay that just a moment. I am going to dump the tip at the top of the hour because we're running out of time here. And Robin, we have Vanessa on the line, and so we're going to get an update about what's going on with Hermione, the barred owl. So, Vanessa, welcome to Animal World.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Robin. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, and did you get the word if you film the release and do and put it up on YouTube? If you email Robin a link, she'll put it up on her website for everybody to see.
I did hear that. Thank you, Robin. I appreciate it. That's very generous. I'm going to take Rhonda's help because I've never put anything on YouTube, but we were planning on videotaping it.
Oh, cool. And if you do that, then, yeah, have Rhonda, Robin, Rhonda being Indigo Dog, the best web mistress on the planet. She does my website. And Rhonda could help you get up a YouTube video, and then you send the link to that to Robin at robinalexis.com. And then Robin will put it on her website, which is heavily trafficked.
Wonderful. It'd be great to share this. And Hermione's looking good. She's really bright-eyed and active.
So you have her with you now?
Yes. Hauk, my husband, who found her, he's showing her to the people who are letting us use their beautiful property that's kind of on a cliff that overlooks the mountains and is right on the edge of the woods, which they said is perfect for relief.
Yeah, you're just a couple miles up the road from me.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yep,
I mean, if I were there, but I'm not there. I'd love to be there with you.
I wish you could, too. It just came on so suddenly, and they had told when she's ready to go, we have to go. So that's what we're doing.
She passed her hunting test and everything, right?
They said, great. And when we got her, you could see the difference. She was much more alert. The night we got her, she was a little dazed.
Yeah.
I was able to pet her. I mean, I couldn't help. And she just was kind of like, I really just need a place to be quiet and sleep. And she did. We brought her in the next day, and now she's chipper and alert. She's ready to go.
Well, I don't know if you heard it, Vanessa, but Robin and I tuned in, and Robin was able to confirm that she did fly into a car.
Okay, that's what we thought. I think we're fortunate she probably just got grazed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everything's functioning, and, yeah, she looks terrific. So thank you, ladies, for confirming that.
Yep, so you're getting ready. You're just waiting for everybody to show up for the grand finale of releasing her, huh?
Right, the fans of Hermione, yes. They're
all right, well, all our thoughts and prayers are with you, and we've already confirmed energetically that the release is going to go great, and she's going to do fine.
Great.
And we've all got her in our thoughts and prayers, and you guys have a wonderful time releasing her. And
we'll get that video to
then
you guys.
Get that video to Robin as soon as you can. Get the link to the YouTube video, and Robin will post it for everybody to see the release.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Except
so
for
much.
Me, because my old computer, I can't do YouTube, so I won't
know,
be
Will.
Able to see it.
I know we have dial up too. I have to wait till I get to work. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have dial up. It's just that, you know, my computer is from the last century. I'm still on Windows 98. But I'm not supported anymore. But once the retrograde is over and after the Christmas holidays, I'm going to get a whole new system. So then I'll be able to watch it.
Lucky
I'll just have
you.
To remember to go back and look for it. So anyway, Vanessa, thanks so much for sharing this wonderful story with us.
Thanks
for being so responsible and taking care of this wonderful owl. And thanks to Sarvey Wildlife Care Center. And we'll talk to Leslie about this whole thing, you know, at the end of January when we do our next Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Update Sunday. And I really appreciate you taking the time to give us an on-air report.
Oh, you're most welcome. We feel honored that Hermione chose us to help her.
All right.
And thank you for letting us share it.
All right. Well, you guys have a great time, and wish her well for me.
I will.
Thanks for calling.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty then. So Hermione is just waiting for her admirers and fans to show up for the big release. And I know exactly where they're releasing her, because like I said, it's just a couple miles up the street. It's right by, for any of you know where Posado Safe Haven is. It's right down the road from Posado, and that's where they're letting her go.
It's a great day.
It
I
is.
Can hardly wait to see the video.
It is, and look at that. We're getting a lot more blue sky.
And it's a little bit of sun coming out.
Yeah.
There's a relationship there.
Well, all righty then. So how about we stay on time? We're going to dump the tip because we're running out of time. If we're going to tune into all these animal things that I want to tune into, we're going to have to get busy here. So let's play. We'll play a Jingle Cats, and then we'll come back. We'll do current events, and then we'll get back into the animals in the news and all the things we've got to tap into. So stay with us. Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio is with us. It's Martha and Robin Sunday. And we're here until noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.